Philadelphia is a city rich with classical music offerings, from Philadelphia Orchestra concerts at the Kimmel Center to recitals in homes, neighborhood churches, and community centers. But there weren't always public venues to hear chamber music or presenters to bring in top talent. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at a driving force behind the city's vibrant chamber music scene, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society.
The Philadelphia Chamber Music Society, or PCMS, will present 64 concerts this season. Without a roster of its own musicians, or, until the Kimmel Center was built, a regular venue, it has for over a quarter century brought virtuosic ensembles to Philadelphia audiences. But you can't really talk about the evolution of the Chamber Music Society without going back to Vermont, or rather, back to the Marlboro Music Festival, a summer chamber music haven for exceptional young professional musicians.
PCMS is actually, it's an outgrowth of the Music from Marlboro series.
Tony Cecchia, longtime co-administrator of Marlboro, is founder and artistic director of PCMS.
I've always liked to arrange concerts. It's a weakness I have. I don't
A former bassoonist, Cecchia studied at Curtis, then played with the Baltimore Symphony, then the New York City Ballet Orchestra, but he was also drawn to the business side of music. At Curtis, he served as assistant director to then-director Rudolph Serkin, who founded Marlboro in 1951. PCMS executive director Philip Manivel has also worked at Marlboro since 1982.
I think Rudolph Serkin felt that there were a few things about the classical music scene in the United States he wanted to address. One was that there was really too much emphasis on the performer, not so much on the music itself, and two, that there was really a lack of chamber music in the United States. And he invited up very gifted young professional musicians to come and play chamber music with them for a 7-week season.
Imagine a kind of summer camp for musicians who were or would become stars in the classical music world. Leon Fleischer, Claude Frank, Gary Graffman, Jamie Laredo, and Pablo Casals. In the following decades, Yo-Yo Ma, Emmanuel Ax, as well as more recently still, Joshua Bell, Hilary Hahn, and Midori, just to name a few. Out of Marlboro came chamber groups that would themselves become renowned. An example?
The Guarneri String Quartet formed in 1964, and they really formed at the Marlboro School of Music. And at that time in the United States, there was very little in the way of chamber music going on. And most of the great soloists and emerging soloists felt that chamber music was not necessarily a valid course for their career. And I think when these four wonderful virtuoso players formed the Guarneri String Quartet, it legitimized chamber music, and it showed their colleagues and a whole subsequent generations of musicians that forming a quartet and choosing chamber music as a career and as a professional pursuit was legitimate, even for top-notch artists.
In that same year, 1964, Marlboro leaders decided to send some of the programs on the road.
For those concerts to have more exposure and for the young artists to have an opportunity to repeat and to play these concerts and have the experience of touring, that they would form what they called a Music from Marlboro concerts.
Series were established in New York, Boston, Princeton, and Philadelphia, where the primary office was located. Beginning in 1965, each year for the next 20, the Philadelphia series programmed 4 or 5 concerts in various venues around the city, including Theater of the Living Arts, Moore College, the Walnut Street Theater, and the Seaport Museum. But Philip Manivel says Philadelphians wanted more.
Groups like the Juilliard Quartet and the Beaux-Arts Trio, who perform regularly in most musical capitals, had not had an opportunity to perform in Philadelphia for many, many years. But still, there was a small group of very devoted music lovers at the time who were regularly traveling up to New York or down to Washington to hear these wonderful ensembles.
And so, Building on the tradition of the Marlborough series, in 1986, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society was born.
There are wonderful artists who would never have appeared in Philadelphia if a series like this hadn't been developed. For instance, Horshevsky was a great artist. His last concert was for us at the Seaport Museum.
That first season, PCMS arranged 7 concerts.
And they were sold out. In fact, that season, we turned down around 200 ticket buyers. So it was sort of a pivotal point for us.
Rather than repeating concerts, PCMS increased the offerings, bringing in more artists who would not otherwise come to Philadelphia, and more programs.
So we expanded from 7 to 10, then we went to 13, then to 16, then to 21.
PCMS has sought to connect all of the elements necessary for a vibrant chamber music environment. Over the years, it has commissioned around 45 different pieces, including works by about 30 Philadelphia composers. One, University of Pennsylvania music professor Richard Wernick, whose 4th quartet, written for PCMS and played by the Emerson Quartet in 1991, went on to win the Friedheim Award at the Kennedy Center. The Chamber Music Society has brought in a variety of performers from the local, national, and international scene, and let the performers themselves choose the repertoire.
In fact, you know, sometime we will have a situation where 2 artists select the same work. We're not bothered by that at all, and we find that our audience actually likes that very much.
And PCMS has nurtured its audience as well, presenting concerts in a variety of venues to reach different constituencies, keeping ticket prices low, and putting together different series to provide a variety of choices.
While Tony had very broad international musical contacts, he also had a very common touch. And I think we've always wanted to make our music as accessible as possible to people from all walks of life, from all ages, from all backgrounds of diverse populations. The sense of connection and intimacy among the players really draws people in and can communicate so much. From pathos and sorrow and sadness to something like the opening of the Mendelssohn String Octet, which is just incredibly joyous and uplifting and positive and inspiring.
The Philadelphia Chamber Music Society continues its mission to connect the people of the region with extraordinary artists, with intimate venues, inventive repertoire, and a conviction that great music is something to be celebrated and shared.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. Tomorrow, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society presents the Orion Quartet at 3 o'clock at the Kimmel Center's Paramount Theater.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.